Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Nancy Hill likes to do things with her hands, the owner of Grand Avenue's one and only letterpress shop, Hazel and Violet. Hill spends her days printing everything from thank you cards and wedding invitations to posters and artwork using century-old presses, the old-fashioned way. It all started for her years ago when she and a friend decided on a lark to try letterpress and liked it.
I were doing corporate food service, company cafeterias, catering, things like that, all around. And we just decided we wanted to do a little something because we were only working 10 hours a day and we had extra time. So we were going to get a little tabletop press, but instead we found a guy in Apache Junction selling his press shop, which included that press over there and a bunch of type, not all of this, because as it turns out, after we got started, it's a disease. So now I have, you know, seven presses and tons of type.
Letterpress is an analog way of printing in today's digital world, and it's a visceral process from setting the type to selecting the color of the ink to the texture of the paper. Our co-host Lauren Gilger got the chance to try it out with Hill recently and talk about why she's made letterpress into a career after starting it on a whim.
We liked paper, we liked typography, it sounded like fun, and it is fun. It is fun, and as it turns out, it's all the things I like. There's a little place for absolutely everything that I can put in there, and it's all very mechanical, you know, so it's I like it.
Is there something about the history of this that drew you to it?
It's an interesting history. I mean, you know, it's freedom of the press, you know, which doesn't really work unless you own one.
How old are some of these presses that you have here?
We have the main press that we bought is 100 this year. We're going to have a party. And one of them up front is a little older than that. And the rest are from the 60s, really, which to me is not old. But yeah, that's about the last time they were making them.
And they were used in newspapers, magazines, everything back then?
Well, the proof presses are used to proof something that may go into a publication and be printed on a larger press. These are production presses, and there's people all over the country that have presses like these that are, you know, we make wedding invitations, we make stationery, I make, you know, whatever people want.
So Hill showed me how one of her massive electric production presses works. It's a metal hulk of a machine, the size of a small golf cart that hums and clicks as it flips the paper throughout it and stamps down its type.
This one has type set up right there. And it prints.
Oh, wow. So the thing about letterpress, right, is that it's handmade, right? So people love that.
It's handset type, and you can feel it. Feel it.
Yeah, so it's indented.
Debossed. It's debossed.
And what's this monster over here? This one here is huge.
It is what we print, anything that has high production or needs close registration for colors. Most of our wedding invitations are printed on this. And my pressman's a wood carver, so all of his wood carvings are printed on here. This is all suction here. So it sucks up the paper, the arms grab the paper, they drop it down, they print it, they pick it up, and puts it back over here.
Not all of her presses are so massive and mechanical, though. Next, Hill took me over to one of her proof presses, which was set up with poster-sized paper and type, spelling out a special message for First Friday revelers coming later that night.
So this press is a reprex, and it is a proof press, and there's ink on it, and you just roll it over the type.
Hell hath no fury.
You got it. These are not electric. This has a motor. But this one, for example, you use a hand brayer to put on the ink.
So you're rolling like a stamp pad sort of on ink here? You covered the letters there in the red ink here. Put the paper on top. to roll it. Tell me about some of the fonts involved in this, right? Like, if you like type, this is kind of the place to go.
Right. Yeah, we have a lot of, it looks like a lot of type. We hardly ever have what I want.
Because these are, what, hundreds of drawers here, it looks like.
There are. There are.
What are some of your favorites?
My favorite is Cobble, which is this over here. But I also like Franklin, and I'm pretty fond of Garamond, which is over there. But, you know, we use different fonts for different things. For whatever we say, we get something that works for that.
But it's not just type, because you do a lot of images, and you said something about having someone who does wood carvings. Explain that.
Well, my pressman does wood carvings, and which is great. And I do some lino cutting, so we can get images that way. But most our images are what they call cuts, which are magnesium or zinc on wood, and they last, you know, forever.
Yeah.
A lot of them are that I have are very, very old. I have no idea how old that is, but it's old. It enables us to, you know, make things with images on them.
What's the most popular thing? People want to come in and do this themselves. It's so visceral, right? Like turning that wheel, turning the machine.
It's very satisfying, you know, to think of what you want. Most people print quotes.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they're family quotes, but mostly they're just out there in the world quotes. And people feel great about being able to do it. You know, it's a very analog thing to do. And, you know, today it's nice to do something with your hands other than type.
There is something sort of trendy about that, maybe, is the word, right? Like that we do like today to sort of do something that is the opposite of what we do all the time, which is always digital.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People feel that. We do workshops for design firms and stuff, and designers come in and, you know, set type and print things, and, you know, they have a ball.
I wonder what you think the value is in that for folks. Like, do you think there's some sort of intrinsic value in doing something with your hands and creating something that is original?
Oh, I do. I mean, it's a hugely, hugely creative thing. And essentially, it's more creative than doing it on a computer. It's time-consuming, and, you know, your hands take some serious punishment. You always have ink on your hands, and I always wear black.
Is there a community of this around the country, around the world, of people who do what you do? I imagine it's one of those insidery worlds that you can get involved in.
There's thousands of letterpress printers, you know, thousands of them. Most of them in this country are, and probably all countries, are graphic designers also. You know, I am not. You know, so we all kind of know each other. There are huge conferences. They're called Ways Gooses.
So tell me a little bit about what's next then to end with. I mean, like, how long do you want to keep doing this and where do you envision it going?
I don't know. I'll keep doing it as long as I can keep doing it. I mean, it's a physical thing. So at some point, I'll realize that I can't do it, you know, and I'll sell all this shit and move on.
All right, Nancy Hill, thank you so much for having me out. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks.